This is Congressman Bob Dole with my weekly radio report from Washington. First of all, I again wish to thank this station for carrying my weekly program as a public service broadcast. Let me state first that we were honored last week by having as a special guest former President Dwight D. Eisenhower. At a meeting of Republican House members, of which I happen to be have the honor of being a chairman of the 87th Club, the meeting was sponsored by our club. We presented to the former president a scroll making him an honorary congressman at large. And needless to say, this is meaningless as far as any real rights as a member of Congress is concerned, but at least it's a token of expression of our feeling toward the former president. I might say that following the breakfast that Eisenhower pointed out to us, that we have a great responsibility, of course, as we recognize, but it's becoming greater and greater in efforts to hold down federal spending. And it seems to me that he realizes more now than he did when he was president the necessity of holding down federal spending and federal control and federal interference, because he made many references to the fact that we must be on guard against an all-powerful, centralized federal government. And certainly I think this is true, and this will continue to be true until such time as we have members of Congress and members in the administration, whether it be this one or the next one, whether it be Republican or Democrat, who are willing to say no occasionally. And again, while we may think that many programs, in fact, may know that many programs are desirable, how can we spend and spend and spend when we don't have the money? And let me point out again that we can't do it on an individual basis. You can't do it at home. You cannot spend money you do not have. And I don't know how we can continue to ask the federal government to spend money it does not have. And let me point out, too, that it's not always the president's fault when we exceed the budget. Many items are budgeted, but many times Congress will exceed the president's budget. And, of course, when Congress does this, then they must accept the responsibility for any increase in the deficit. In other words, any increase in spending over income for that year. As a matter of interest to the wheat producer in western Kansas, in fact, throughout the country, let me state this, that it's been now nearly 2 weeks since we've had a meeting of our wheat subcommittee. During the first meeting, we met for 2 hours. At that time, we discussed pros and cons of new wheat legislation. And there are 13 members on our wheat subcommittee, 8 Democrats and 5 Republicans. And I hurriedly estimated that the 5 Republicans in 1962, in other words, they represent states that in 1962 had wheat allotments of around 28 million acres, which is over half the 55 million acre national allotment. The eight Democrats, on the other hand, come from 8 states who in 1962 had allotments of only around 8 million acres. So the 5 Republicans, the minority in other words, should have a very keen interest in not only wheat legislation, but it should have a very strong voice when we start considering wheat legislation. Because even though we may be the minority party, we would represent nearly 3 times, in fact, over 3 times, the wheat production, as do the majority party in this instance. But after 2 hours of discussion, about all we could agree upon was that we would meet again. And we hope that this meeting will come sometime this week. And we're hopeful at this time that we will set down hearings. And then following this decision, we'll have people from Kansas and from the 1st District of Kansas and from other states who raise wheat come back, tell us their views, and tell us whether or not they feel we should have legislation. Again, we're not certain what the department has in mind, what Secretary Freeman has in mind, because they have been strangely silent since the referendum. We have heard very little from any administrative spokesman as to whether or not they will support any legislation. And, of course, one thing that is of concern now is getting the wheat harvested. But shortly after harvest, we look for a great influx in our mail, and we're hoping that in the next 2 or 3 weeks, we will have heard from, say, 1 or 2,000 farmers in the 1st District of Kansas or elsewhere in Kansas. And certainly we invite comments from everyone who might be listening to our program interested in wheat legislation, because it is my honest opinion that unless there is a large grassroots response for new wheat legislation, in all likelihood, this Congress will do nothing. And I, too, think we must consider that if we get into a civil rights hassle, that wheat legislation, along with many other domestic programs, will be shoved into the background and possibly delayed until next year. I see our time is up, and I again thank you for listening. This is Congressman Bob Dole. Send your comments to Room 244, House Office Building, Washington, D.C. Thank you.